Section 1. What is government? Forms of government. Do you believe government should be of the people, by the people, for the people? Abraham Lincoln believed it when he delivered those words as part of his Gettysburg Address in 1863. Most Americans probably would agree as well. However, governments around the world do not always share this idea. What would be the opposite? Here is one possible example. A government led by the emperor, under his total control, and for the purpose of keeping and expanding his power and wealth. Under such a government, rights such as trial by jury, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion, or ideas such as innocent until proven guilty, might not exist. Government is a part of our lives in more ways than we often realize. So what is government? To put it simply, government is the system by which a country is organized. Governments are everywhere. From the earliest tribes to the most powerful nations today, governments in some form have been created to ensure safety and order. The type of government and the role a government should have is debated today. Still, every society across time has had some form of government, either as simple as the leader of a group of prehistoric people, or as complex as the government of the United States in the 21st century. People create governments to keep civil order and protect the people. But what rules are necessary or desirable? There are many different answers to this question. In fact, countries around the world have answered it in many different ways, leading to different types of government and law. Governments first evolved as people discovered that protection was easier if they stayed together in groups and if they all agreed that one person in the group should have more power than the others. This recognition is the basis of sovereignty, or the right of a group of people to be free of outside interference. A country needs not only to protect its citizens from one another, but also to prevent an outside attack. Sometimes governments have built great walls and guarded them carefully from invaders. Other times they have led their followers to safe areas protected by high mountains, wide rivers, or vast deserts. Governments have raised armies, and the most successful ones have trained and armed special groups to defend their citizens. Governments may form alliances, agreements to defend each other, and fight wars in the name of protection and order. Branches of government. Government functions are usually broken down into three main branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. In some forms of government, the three branches are separate. In other forms of government, the three branches' powers are combined. The legislative branch is usually made up of people who are elected by the citizens of the country. Its main purpose is to create laws for the country. There are two common forms of legislatures: bicameral and unicameral. In a bicameral model, the legislature is divided into two assemblies or houses. In a unicameral model, the legislature is just one assembly or house. In some types of government, the legislative branch is equal to the executive and checks the power of the executive. In other forms of government, the legislative branch is weaker than the executive branch. The main purpose of the executive branch is to enforce or carry out the laws passed by the legislative branch. The executive branch develops a foreign policy or strategy for the best ways to deal with other countries. Members of the executive branch are also responsible for meeting with leaders of other countries as representative of the whole country. The final branch of government is the judicial branch. It is in charge of the courts in a country that settle disputes among citizens and between citizens and the government. In many countries, the highest court is called the Supreme Court. The main purpose of the judicial branch is to interpret the laws of a country and apply them to court cases.